the Mainly Plants podcast with your host and plant-based nutritionist, Ryan Furman.
That's right. It's me. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If it's your first time, thanks for finding me. If it's not, thanks for coming back. Let's see. I want to get kind of right into it this week. But first, obviously, at Mainly Plants on social media, Ryan at MainlyPlants.com. If you want to get a hold of me for whatever reason, ask me questions, concerns, comments, MainlyPlants.com is the website. So this week I had guests on, got the mushroom people on. It's Jake and Steph from Troop. It's a mushroom supplement company. They sent me their product. It's fantastic. Tastes great. You'll hear me talk about it. But be sure to listen till the very end. There is a very substantial discount code that they created just for my listeners. So if you go onto their website, which they will plug at the end, and use that code, it knocks a substantial amount off of the total if you are interested in trying some mushroom supplements. So without further ado, here's my interview with Jake and Steph from Troop. All right, Steph and Jake from Troop.
That's us.
How are we?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome now. It's been a little bit of a long time in the making.
I know. Yeah. Thank you for being flexible.
Yeah, I'm glad we could do this. So you guys own and created Troop, yeah?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So I guess the first question is why? Why mushrooms? Why a supplement company? What kind of sparked the fire?
That's a great question. We actually never intended to start a supplement company. I wouldn't say we were like big supplement people. Mm-hmm. But we got to go back to the beginning here. So Stefan and I are cousins. Mm-hmm. So this is a family run business. And day one of COVID lockdown, I got into a significant skiing injury, and I had to move home with my parents. So Stephanie decided at one point that she was going to be so gracious and come help take care of me, and moved into my parents' house as well. And in that time, we kind of had the space and the time and availability because of the lockdown to explore new things, as so many people did. And that was when Stephanie one day just asked me, "Hey, do you want to grow mushrooms with me?" And I was like, "Sure, you know, why not?"
Was it specified about what type of mushrooms you guys would be growing?
Nope, no specification. Okay. And so I said, "Of course, you know, why would I say no to such a request?" And we started growing mushrooms in the closet. And it was really fun and exciting. And that was when we learned about mushrooms. Like, mm-hmm. we really just like stumbled into this world. And once we learned more about these mushrooms, like the functional mushrooms that can heal your brain and help with anxiety and focus, we just felt like we found this ancient secret, mm-hmm. Because people have been using this for thousands of years. And yet nobody was talking about this and no one was using it in our modern world. Mm-hmm. So we were a little shocked by that. And we were like, we have to bring this to people. We have to share this with our community. And that's how Troop got started.
So Steph, why did you ask him to grow mushrooms? What was going on in your head?
Yeah, it's a good question. So at that time, I had also lost my job. So I wasn't really doing so much. And I gave myself the space to just see what interested me. And I read this book called How to Change Your Mind. And it really inspired me. I didn't know that mushrooms could be neuroplastic and so healing for your mental health. And that was so fascinating to me. That's something that I've struggled is, you know, stories in my head and just some pretty normal human experiences. And I didn't realize that I could essentially heal myself. Sure. Through mushrooms. And I turned to Jake and I remember, I was like, "Do you want to start growing mushrooms?" And he immediately said yes. And We just kind of took to the internet and we started so big when we did it too. We didn't just do this tiny little grow that most people would start. We went really big, and I feel like that's kind of indicative to how we've always done kind of everything. We're like, let's go balls to the walls. And we went big, and our first experience with it was really successful. We're really good. We got a very good yield, and we got multiple flushes, and it was really exciting. And then we decided to go even bigger. And that's when all the problems happened. That's when we were very humbled. Growing mushrooms is definitely not rocket science, but you need to know what you're doing, and you definitely need to have a super sanitary, clean environment. And we learned all of that the hard way, like we all also always do. But it was a very fun adventure during COVID, and learning about mushrooms as we were growing them. It was just a really beautiful entry point into all of the incredible healing benefits of mushrooms.
Sure. So what did you start off with in the closet? What were we growing here?
We were growing lion's mane mushrooms.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was just like the first one that, we kind of been hearing about. Like there were some whispers here and there. Some new research studies had come out showing how like lion's mane impacts the brain and can be used for focus and reduction of like inflammation in the body, also protecting the brain from neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia and from cognitive decline. So it's really just an incredible protective brain health mushroom. And for me, I have ADHD, so I was looking for anything to get off Adderall and coffee and these stimulants. So lion's mane has been a huge help. So we started with that, and it just was so awesome. And people, we it, like Steph said, the first one went super, super well, and everyone wanted it, and we wanted to share it with our community. So we really doubled down on that, and that's why our first product at Troop was the lion's mane gummy as
Okay.
well.
So is Troop all, by the way, I have your reishi I've been taking.
Oh, nice.
Tastes awesome. It's nice to
Thank
have like
you.
a good tasting gummy rather than a pill, because I take
Yeah.
so many. I'm a big supplement person. I love just experimenting, but not having to swallow another pill is so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are all the supplements gummies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So why did you decide to do gummies instead of pills? Obviously, I love it, but what was your reasoning?
We really wanted something that would resonate with us and something that was motivating for us to take. And when we were considering doing a product, because we never initially set out to create a product, when we were seeing the success and the impact that this was having with our community, we went to our local health food store and were looking at the available mushroom products to buy. And it was a lot of tinctures and powders and pills and elixirs and potions and none of this, which really resonated with us, and it felt very out of reach and almost like esoteric and just a little too mysterious. And so we were basically just like, how can we humanize this, make this really approachable and something that we want to take? And Jake loves gummies. He's always loved gummies, and he suggested that we make gummies. And so we actually tried making our own, and this time was the opposite of the growing. We failed immediately and failed super hard. And we made probably the most disgusting gummies you've ever tried. They
Awesome.
were horrendous. And we didn't let that defeat us. We kept going. We actually hired a gummy scientist, which everyone is always shocked that that profession actually exists. But we hired a gummy scientist, and he formulated our initial product for us. We basically gave him all of our criteria that we wanted to be a very healthy gummy, free from high fructose corn syrup, no artificial flavors and colors. We wanted it to be vegan, packed with nutrients and mushrooms. And, trying to find that kind of formula online is pretty much impossible because these are almost gate kept by these larger manufacturing companies. So he created us our viable product, and it's then that we knew, okay, this is actually possible now.
So where did you guys start? What was your community that you're talking about?
It was,
Basically friends and family.
Okay. Like what part of the country?
We're in Los Angeles.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, which hosts the mushroom capital of the world,
Is that
Venice,
so?
California.
Oh, right. The weirdo capital of the world. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you, and also I was wondering, why'd you name it Troop?
Troop means a group of mushrooms that grows together.
Yeah,
So,
so
yeah.
we really built community into the business. Like when we were starting this business, it was a COVID baby, so it was, we were looking at the health issues that people were facing. And the major issues were obviously physical health. People were getting actually physically sick, but mental health was becoming a really spotlighted issue as well. And isolation was a huge, huge piece of that. So the reason we called it Troop is because, like, at its core, we want this to be a community effort, a community business that doesn't just promote like being physically healthy, but also mentally healthy by being in community.
So, Jake, do you feel like you mentioned that you wanted something that would help with your, you said it was ADD, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like the mushrooms have given you that sort of boost?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I've been more clear-headed. Like it's less about, I was prescribed Adderall for many, many years of my life since I was like around 10 years old. And when I take Adderall, like you get focused, you get laser focused, and like that's great, but you have like basically no soul and you're just not even you anymore. This is not like that, in that like you're like so wired you have to work or you'll go crazy. It's like you just the brain fog that I normally experience, where I literally cannot focus on anything, is just kind of like removed. It's kind of gone. And so I've been able to like actually have clarity on what I need to do and the tasks I need to do and not get overwhelmed by like all the millions of different things. And it's definitely helped so much. And like, I haven't taken Adderall in years, and it's funny to look at, but like, I wish I could be like, I'm the ad, like if you knew where I was back then to where I am now, it's that's all you would need to know that this stuff works.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about it openly on the podcast a myriad of times because in the last couple of years I've gotten super into different types of mushrooms, but I started microdosing psilocybin a couple of years ago, and it has completely changed my life.
Yeah.
And I think that holds true for obviously the different types of mushrooms that there are. And being that you guys have, a myriad of different types of mushroom supplements at your fingertips. I mean, do you take all of them? How do you determine what you guys take on a regular basis? Because they're all good for you, right? I mean, you're not going to get a mushroom supplement and it's going to be detrimental to your body, assuming that it's
Right.
from, a reputable company that sources their mushrooms well. But, as owners, I mean, if I owned Troop, I'd be taking, 50 gummies a day. How do you guys chop that down, whittle that down?
I mean, I take all
What
three of the
yeah.
products every day. Like,
What
I've
makes you
just
think we
finished.
do whittle it
Yeah, I've just
down?
finished my reishi bottle today. I just opened one of these yesterday. I opened one of these
Yeah.
recently. I'm
Yeah.
constantly taking them.
I keep these literally on my desk at all times.
Yeah, they're
Just
always on the
yeah.
desk. So, yeah, we for sure, we take all three every day.
And do you take the recommended amount, or are you guys just popping them whenever?
It really depends for me. Most days I take the recommended two, but some days I'm just like, I need four.
And I mean, what's the plan? Are you guys gonna extend your product line? Are you gonna get into the psilocybin marketplace? Like, what's the goal? Or have you already reached it?
Well, we've definitely achieved goals for sure, but we have a very big vision. We want to continue to release new products, including mushrooms, start doing some blends. But there's so many mushrooms that we can work with, and more research and studies are coming out, which is so exciting. And we for sure want to get into the psilocybin space. We really believe that functional, but especially psilocybin mushrooms are the future of mental health. And it's been life-changing for us as well. And we've seen firsthand the impact it's had on us and therefore our communities. And it's such a powerful, powerful mushroom or type of mushroom. And we for sure want to, we are keeping our eye on legalization, and we're going to get involved as soon as we can.
Are there decriminalized areas in the LA like metro area? Because I know like where I get mine from, it's a company that sells them out of Oakland because it's decriminalized there. But there's nothing like that in Southern California.
Not currently.
Mm-hmm. That's
And
kind of a bummer.
also like those decriminalized areas, it's decriminalized ownership. It's still illegal to sell.
Right, sure, of
So
course.
those companies are taking huge risk by doing that. And they could be taken down at any moment. And so like we kind of wanted to take like the longer term route of we want to be a company that you can absolutely trust to provide you with the highest quality, the best tested, most potent mushroom products.
Yeah, I mean,
So that's like the long-term vision.
I equate it to when dispensaries, first started popping up and they're getting raided by the FBI all the time, because
Yeah.
federally it's illegal. And now it's just like nobody gives a shit. So I
Yeah.
imagine, I'm hoping that, someday soon it'll be like that for psilocybin because there are such great benefits. And I do take, the microdose of the psilocybin with stacked it with lion's mane. And then I do cordyceps and
Yeah.
obviously the reishi now. I mean, I'm the biggest proponent of mushrooms because like they're a cure-all and there's zero negative side effects.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
that's
you were talking about quality. Do you guys still grow your own or do you source them from somewhere? How do you get your own mushrooms?
No, we don't grow them anymore. It'd be fun to try our hand at that again, but that was not our forte.
Right.
And also, we wanted to have the best quality extractions in our product. So we basically scoured the US, and after working with actually a few different companies, we've now partnered long term with a grower and extractor in Colorado. So all of our mushrooms are organically and sustainably cultivated in the US. Our chaga is wild harvested and sustainably harvested. No trees are harmed in the process, which is really awesome because that's not true for all chaga. And we do a proprietary triple extraction method for these. So we're extracting out 100 to over 400 bioavailable compounds, including beta glucans, from each mushroom. It's more dependent on the mushroom, but we get such a wide range of compounds that are extracted, and we test everything constantly, and we're continuously working with our extractor to always improve the yield and the results. So it's the most important part of our product. Where we said if we're coming out with a gummy, it is going to be the healthiest and also most potent gummy. It is, because it's a mushroom gummy. Like, we have to be healthy and effective.
Right, if you're creating supplements for health, you don't want your supplement to be the opposite of that, right?
Yeah,
Exactly. And
exactly.
you would be surprised. There are some companies out there that are putting mycelium in their products and high fructose corn syrup, and it just makes no sense to us.
So explain that to the listeners. What is mycelium? Why don't you want it?
Yeah.
It's not, oh, sorry. It's not necessarily the mycelium that you don't want. It's basically like mycelium is the underground root structure underneath the mushroom that you know and love. What grows above the ground, that's called the fruiting body of the mushroom. So it's all one like living entity with the mycelium and the fruiting body. And the mycelium grows on a substrate grain. Like, that's what feeds it, that's what it grows. And a lot of companies will, because there's no regulation in the mushroom space, or let alone the supplement space, a lot of companies will just take that whole like mycelium mass with all of the like grain or rice that it grows on, and they'll take that whole thing and throw it into a blender, and they blend that all up and they just call it mushrooms. And there's no like they don't there there's no one checking this. So the reason that fruiting body is in the industry right now known as the superior product is because you get a quality assurance on that. Like, you can't fake fruiting bodies. You can't just throw in grain or rice with it and call it fruiting body. So fruiting body is more expensive because the main mass is mycelium, versus like the smaller fruiting body mushrooms on top. But you get what you pay for,
So the
basically.
mycelium is like what they call the truffle. Is that accurate?
No, truffle is actually just like a mushroom that grows underground.
Okay. Good. Well, because when I was in Amsterdam, you know, they've legalized psilocybin, but you can only have what's called the truffle, which they explained to me is just the part that grows underground.
Yeah.
Which I don't really understand. If you're going to legalize that, why not legalize
it? Makes no sense.
The whole thing.
It's really silly. And in America too, you can, in certain states, you can purchase the spores, which are the microscopic particles, reproductive particles to grow more mushrooms. You can purchase the spores, but you can't grow psilocybin.
Right.
It's super strange.
So are you guys keeping kind of like your ear to the ground about the legalization and the medical benefits
of
psilocybin?
Definitely. Yeah, for sure. And the medical benefits are so extensive, and I think it's even more than cannabis. And you can already see that it's going to be going more of a medicinal therapeutic route for right now, which is great. I mean, so many people can benefit from using psilocybin-assisted therapy. I mean, there was a study that came out, I'm sure you're aware, but it showed that doing psilocybin one time is equally, if not more than effective than the leading SSRI, which is essentially just putting a Band-Aid on your problem.
Without the side effects.
Exactly.
Yeah, without side effects, and taking it once, like one day for a year, instead of taking this brain-modifying chemical every day.
Did they say how big that dose was in the study?
I don't remember how big the dose was, but when I've been looking at what different companies are using, it's usually a synthetic psilocybin. And so it's kind of hard to compare it to grams of the actual fruit of the psilocybin mushroom. Yeah.
I do know that it was not a micro dose though.
Okay.
It was like an actual dose.
Like a gram or above.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't want to get too into the weeds about psilocybin, obviously, because that's not your guys' product. I will talk till I'm blue in the face about it, because like we discussed, it's done such miraculous things for me. Aside from psilocybin, if you were going to, and you might not be able to answer this, but if you were going to recommend one supplement, one of your products to start with that somebody might feel or notice the cognitive effects of, kind of quicker than anything else or more impactful than anything else, what would it be?
I would say the reishi, because I think everyone is stressed. And so many people I know complain of not being able to sleep well. And if you don't sleep well, it just is a domino effect for so many things in your life. So reishi helps go to the actual root cause of stress and anxiety. It helps regulate stress hormones in the body. It helps you sleep. It doesn't make you tired, but because it actually relaxes you, you're able to have a better night's sleep. People report having way deeper sleep. They can actually see it on their Oura rings and their Whoops. So that would be my first one, is I think everyone can benefit from less stress and better sleep.
Jake, do you agree, or do you have a different one in mind?
Yeah, I would agree as well. I mean, I think it really depends, because we have some customers who are like, I sleep great, you know, but I can't focus still. So in that case, I would go with lion's mane. That's just more for the brain. You wake up, you take your lion's mane first thing in the morning. If you're like already an excellent sleeper, that's probably good. If you feel stressed, reishi is great. But yeah, I would say lion's mane if you want to like boost your cognitive focus throughout the day. But yeah, for me, it is reishi, just because I've had insomnia for like basically as long as I can remember. And I guess maybe around the same time I started taking Adderall, actually. Correlation.
Probably.
Yep. So, yeah. So, reishi has been just such a game changer for me. Like, I really feel the anti-anxiety effects in physically, you know, like in my body. And it's interesting because like, I don't even know that I'm feeling anxiety physically in my body. And then I take it and I'm just like relaxing and I'm like, whoa, something's missing, you know, like this thing that I was feeling is gone, but it's a thing that's like so often there that I'm used to it.
Right. So the lion's mane, yeah, I do. It is a morning thing for me also. The reishi, I mean, would you recommend people take it kind of closer to bedtime, or is it just anytime they're feeling stress?
I take my reishi in the morning because I like to indulge from time to time in a cup of coffee,
Okay.
and it does help offset the. I sometimes do get the jittery effects from coffee. It really just depends, but it helps offset that, and it just helps me chill and relax for the day. I also take it right next to my lion's mane, and another reason why I take lion's mane, I'm usually pretty good at focusing. But I take it because it's my brain shield. We have dementia that runs in our family,
Sure.
and it's always been something that I've been really scared of getting. And lion's mane is being studied as a preventative measure for cognitive and neurodegenerative diseases. So for me, it's kind of like my daily brain shield that's why I take it.
Sure.
But yeah, it does also help just like if I'm not able to focus naturally, it does help kind of put me in that zone for sure. And then, yeah, so I do Reishi lion's mane in the morning, and then I'll do the Super Troop in the middle of the afternoon as kind of like a midday pick me up and a little extra boost with the lion's mane and cordyceps.
So what's the super troop?
The Super Troop is our six mushroom blend. I happen to have it right here.
Awesome.
It's lion's mane, reishi, chaga, maitake, cordyceps, and turkey tail.
Okay.
And so you're getting some really incredible immune boosting properties here. Sorry, lost my train of thought. Cordyceps is amazing. I think you said that you were taking
Yep.
it. Athletes really love it. It's helpful for oxygenation of the blood. It helps with stamina and endurance. It's also really great for your libido. So you'll see it in some sexual wellness products as well. And
Awesome.
then turkey tail is one of the most studied mushrooms for immunity and gut health. It's being used as a treatment in conjunction with other cancer treatments in Japan, and same with maitake for breast cancer. So basically what we wanted to do here was take the six most researched and studied mushrooms and put them together for people who want maybe a little bit of everything or don't know where to start and want to get immersed in the world of mushrooms by taking our multi-mush is what we call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the puppy's making some noise. Sorry. Completely
Can't hear
distracted
it.
me.
It sounds so cute.
Yeah,
Want to see
she's
her.
awake staring at me. Let me see if I can get her real quick.
Yeah.
She just got a haircut.
Oh my God. So
She's got a
cute.
little mullet. Yep, that's
Nice.
Eleanor.
Aww.
She doesn't get any mushrooms though.
I actually do
So,
make mushroom supplements for dogs now.
do they really?
Oh yeah.
Is that a space you guys would be willing to get into?
Honestly, I would
Really?
for sure. It's
Okay.
a yeah, it people buy it.
People buy anything for their dogs,
Oh yeah,
right?
people will buy more for their pets than they will for
Right. I
themselves.
know I cook more for her than I cook for myself.
Yeah.
Okay, so you talked about immunity a little bit, and that kind of hits a note with me because I was talking to Jeff Chilton. I don't know if you know who he is. He's the owner of Real Mushrooms.
Oh, cool.
I spoke with him, and he has a product called Five Defenders. He touted it as, a same thing, being kind of an immunity booster, and he was talking about how he never got COVID, and he attributes it to taking a lot of different mushrooms. Aside from psilocybin in the medical space, would you, because, we talked about lion's mane being good for your health and all these different mushrooms kind of being good for different areas, in terms of like medical wellness, do you see the products going in that direction or more different products going in that direction, kind of marketed more towards immunity, towards overall like physical health rather than just mental clarity or this and that.
For sure. Yeah, I definitely see that happening. You're talking about for functional mushrooms, right?
Yes.
Yes. No, I definitely see that happening. Also, I foresee like I would love to do an antiviral blend, for instance. So many of these mushrooms have antiviral properties, and a lot of people have these different viral infections that can come up that lay dormant in the body. So I think that we're really just at the tip of the iceberg when it comes to this. And I also think that consumers are looking, there's a shift happening, and consumers are looking for natural remedies for their problems rather than going straight to pharmaceuticals or to the drugstore for issues. You can actually go to the source of the issue. So I do definitely see that while we are focusing on stress and focus, and even for us, memory has been really good because lion's mane's incredible for helping enhance your memory. I do think that there's going to be a whole nother application of going kind of more in depth in the medicinal side.
Yeah, I mean, and you said this is the tip of the iceberg, right? But mushrooms have been around for thousands of years. We've been using them for thousands of years. It seems like in modern society, they never really were a thing. I mean, obviously in the 70s with tripping, but in terms of like functional mushrooms, their benefits, it seems like just within the last maybe year, maybe 2 years, they've blown up kind of in the mainstream. And
Yeah.
I don't know why it took so long. Can you posit any hypotheses as to why it's taken so long for modern society to embrace mushrooms? Because we embrace other things, right? We embrace, echinacea. Everybody's heard of echinacea. Everybody's heard of oregano oil, but not many people know about turkey tail or about reishi or, even lion's mane, which is kind of more mainstream in terms of mushrooms. People don't really know about it, and I can't really understand why it's taken so long.
This is a question that has a lot of answers, honestly.
Hit me.
Like partially, mushrooms are really unique because there's really not really another like plant or substance out there that has the lore around it that mushrooms does. Mushrooms go back to ancient cultures and a lot of different cultures over the past 2,000 years labeled mushrooms as like evil or mushrooms as like the death, like you can die from eating these. They're poison. Like mushrooms could be looked at as a poison. They can they or the psychedelic side. Like it has so many different sides to it, and you just label it all as mushrooms. We don't like label all plants as just plants. We don't say like marijuana is just, oh, it's just plants. We have specific plants that we talk about, but in the category of mushrooms, it's just been so broadly like generalized. So there's a lot of that, and then there's definitely some cons not conspiracy, but some theories out there about how I believe it was like Rockefeller and was or I'm sorry, I can't always mix up him and Carnegie, who was doing like oil and petroleum based medicines. But in the 1800s, we actually were using these mushrooms. Like society was using these mushrooms, and we had like medical professionals, doctors, but there wasn't like as formal of the medical associations as there are today. And as that was coming out, there was big money behind funding these medical associations and selling people these petroleum-based medicines and writing off all the other like naturopath doctors as like witch doctors. They literally claim they were witch doctors. And these are people who are just saying, take this mushroom, take this plant. And they're like, you're a witch doctor. Take this lab-made goo chemical from my factory. That's going to be way better for you. And we built basically our whole like medical system on this premise of like the doctors tell you what's safe, but who's telling the doctors? So I think that's why our modern society is not using them, and people are really starting to wake up to like how big pharma is actually, a lot of the medicines have so many side effects, they make you more sick than the original thing, and
I always say, you don't have a headache because you're deficient in aspirin or an Advil or whatever. There's
yeah,
something going, something
you're
underneath that's happening,
dehydrated,
right?
yeah, you're
Dehydrated or
probably,
overly
yeah,
stressed or didn't sleep enough. So if there's a natural
exactly,
remedy that is, growing from the earth that,
yeah.
exists in nature that you can take that will help with that, that's obviously going to be healthy. Whereas,
Yeah.
taking these synthetic lab-made, like you said, goos and concoctions, does detrimental things with adverse effects to your body. And
Yeah.
my big fear is that, and I don't know if it'll be the same thing as with marijuana, but there is so much money in sick people, right? Healthy people don't pay the drug agency, drug companies and big
Yeah.
pharma and the revolving door between big pharma and the government. It's a whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So So my concern is that they're going to continue to suppress these natural methods of healing your body, which is why I said before, like, I hope, you know, I see psilocybin legalized, you know, hopefully sooner than later, or at least within my lifetime. But I don't understand, I'm kind of going off on a tangent, but I don't understand why, you know, certain mushrooms are legal where other mushrooms aren't, right? I don't understand why lion's mane is legal and psilocybin isn't. Obviously, you can abuse psilocybin, but you can abuse alcohol, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so backwards. And yeah, the psilocybin thing, it's so clearly, it's effect from what happened in the 70s. People were taking psilocybin, they were waking up, they didn't want to fight in this war that they didn't believe in. And then there was this propaganda campaign. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I do think we actually should be seeing the legalization of psilocybin in our lifetime. And that will be so exciting. I know MDMA is going to get approved this year. That's what, yeah, that's what the CEO of MAPP said.
They're for working therapeutic reasons?
FDA approval for like medicinal use.
Because they legalized ketamine treatments.
Ketamine, right. Yeah.
But again, these are two synthetic things, right?
Yeah, it is really interesting. Paid. It is interesting. There are so many companies that are researching psilocybin that I think it's going to be impossible for Big Pharma not to get involved somehow because they're going to want a piece of it. Mm-hmm. I believe Johnson & Johnson's already getting their hands in. I don't know in what capacity. I have no idea how this is going to play out. And then when you even take it down to the level of insurance companies, it just, it becomes like such a shit show because everyone wants a piece of it. And like you said, the, our healthcare system is privatized. So they make money off of us being sick. They're incentivized by people being sick. So in my opinion, there kind of has to be like a restructuring and almost like a complete shakeup of all of this. But I also know that these systems work really slowly and don't really work to benefit the people. So I'm just as interested as you are to see where this goes.
Yeah. And yeah, you know, I don't understand why, you know, they don't, again, with back to marijuana, because I feel like, you know, psilocybin is going to follow kind of the same path as marijuana. It's going to be medical first and then recreational, be, you know, statewide first, hopefully federal at some point. I don't understand why big pharma companies like Johnson & Johnson, like Merck, have not gotten into the marijuana space. Mm. I'm sure that they're researching. I'm sure they have certain products. But, you know, when you go to a dispensary, you don't see a tag, you know, Johnson & Johnson on a pre-roll or whatever. Which the delay for them doing that with marijuana, you know, again, not to be a cynic, only makes me think there's going to be a great delay when it comes to you know, medicinal mushrooms. So I do hope you're right. I do hope that it at least is within our lifetime, you know, hopefully within the next 5-10 years. But again, go ahead.
That's an interesting point.
I just think that, like, at this point, the information is out there, you know, like we didn't have the ability to share information like we do today in the 70s, right. You know, when the government just like blatantly lied and made up propaganda against mushrooms and against psychedelics altogether, people had no way of knowing otherwise. But now, you know, like everybody's talking about this. There are researchers who are on social media talking about this, about their studies, they're teaching people, and you can't hide the information anymore. So it's just like a matter of time before everybody finds out. And, you know, whenever someone tries, I love seeing people try psilocybin for the first time because their minds are just blown. They're like, this is not what I thought it was. You know, this is not what they told me growing up. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, it's not at all what they said it was going to be, you know?
Right.
It's And, you know, I like to say, I'm like, if you drink alcohol, you're way more extreme than anyone who takes psychedelics. You know, it's a significantly more extreme drug.
Right. And, but, you know, alcohol is made popular and okay, quote unquote, by mainstream society. And we've grown up with it. Right. I don't like having kind of altered consciousness. Right. Or I didn't, I should say. But I would drink, you know, I went to ASU, Arizona State, big party school. You know, I grew up in a Jewish household, so wine was a big thing. You know, I still have some bourbon here and there. But when I started microdosing, I was very concerned about, you know, tripping or, you know, seeing little elves or whatever, you know, whatever I was told growing up. And I didn't feel anything consciously. Obviously, I reaped the rewards subconsciously. But I was in Amsterdam with my brother this past summer at the end of a European trip. And I decided I was going to try those truffles, the mushroom truffles. And it was one of the best days of my life. Just walking around the city, going on a canal cruise, giggling my ass off, and just being in a fantastic mood. And it's not at all what I thought it was going to be. I don't understand why this would be illegal. I was extremely happy. I was coherent and present. Obviously, I can do a shit ton and, you know, take a trip to Jupiter or, you know, inside myself. But you can do that with anything, right? Obviously, you can do it with alcohol.
Except you'll die if you do it with alcohol.
Right. And you'll feel like shit the next day. Whereas you don't feel bad the next day. You know, you learn some stuff about yourself and about, you know, your surroundings. And you become more introspective and perceptive. And I feel like the benefits last longer than the trip. You know? Alcohol, you don't really have any benefits. You act like an asshole sometimes. Sometimes you get too lovey. And then you feel like garbage. You know, I wish more people were not just knew about psilocybin, but, you know, we're not kind of brainwashed to thinking that it's going to really alter them if they do a moderate dose. You know, they start off small. I tell everybody that I can tell, as podcast aside, in my private life, I'm telling everybody to order mushrooms and just try it because it is so life-changing.
It's a domino effect, and it's happening right now. I mean, more and more people than ever are giving it a try and are trying it and are loving it. And it is changing their lives and making people happier and connecting them to themselves. And it is definitely a revolution.
I mean, I completely agree. And I feel like, you know, there is this kind of epidemic of divorce in at least in the States, right? Half of all marriages end in divorce. I feel like if people took psilocybin and went to couples counseling, I feel like so many more couples would stay together because it does make 100%. You connect on a completely different level. It makes you see the other person, you know?
Yeah. You could be speaking two completely separate languages. Right. And you wouldn't even know it.
Right.
And that this just like cuts out all the bullshit and you're just like speaking clearly to each other's like hearts, souls. And at least in my relationship, it's really in a lot of my relationships in my life, it's been so powerful for just cutting through the noise. A big part of why we did Troop was because of these reasons that we're talking about now, that like, for me, like I genuinely believe that mushrooms can save the world. You know, I believe that if everybody was taking these, as many people were taking this as drink alcohol, I feel like it would solve so many of the world's conflicts, the wars, all the terrible shit out there that people just like don't want to hold empathetically. I feel like it would help with significantly.
I feel like people who are really into mushrooms, like the three of us, are like the modern day hippies, right? It's like love, not war, but like through mushrooms.
Yeah. Right. You know? Yeah.
So to bring it back to Troop, so is Troop your guys' main thing now? Because this was a side project to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So you guys are all in on it.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So what's the next step with you guys? Short term.
Yeah, this year we're really just focusing on spreading our message more, telling our story better, reaching a larger audience. That's really our biggest plan. We hope to release 3 new products by the end of the year.
Okay.
For the start of the new year.
How hard is it to create and like actually bring new products to fruition?
It's honestly not I don't know.
It
For
was
me,
hard
that's
the first time for sure.
it's not that it's necessarily hard. It just kind of takes a long time to find your people, and to find the right partners and everything. But we really have everything in place now. And like we always talk about kind of zone of genius. What are you really good at? What do you love doing? And trying to do more of that. And my favorite thing is bringing the product to life. I love doing that. So for me, it's super exciting to bring the products to life. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to launching new products this year.
So you said your supplier's in Colorado, right?
Yes,
So
our
does
mushroom
that
supplier is, yeah.
does that person do all different types of mushrooms, or are you going to have to find new people for the new stuff?
So he'll do all of our mushroom stuff, and then we'll be introducing other plants
Oh,
and
cool.
adaptogens. Yeah. And that we'll have to source. And we've already started the sourcing process and have found leaders in the space for what we want to create. So yeah, that definitely is a challenge though, when you're looking to introduce a new ingredient, finding the right supplier.
What other plants do you guys want to get into? If you're at liberty to say.
You might just have to wait and see.
Okay, subtle. All right, very cool. And when you
It's
expect to
cutting
start rolling
edge.
those out?
I mean, ideally by the end of the year for the start
Okay,
of the new year.
cool.
Yeah, but you know, we're
Yeah.
really focused right now on our core products and figuring out, you know, really how to be a leading educator, telling our story, spreading the mission. Yeah, we're really, really focusing on that, and then we will apply that with the rest of our products too once we launch them.
So I mean, and kind of piggybacking off of that, obviously, customer education is big, especially with mushrooms, right? How do
Yeah.
you get over that hurdle?
That's been the definitely the most challenging hurdle
Okay.
because it takes a lot of not just education, but like content creation as well. So, you know, getting on these podcasts is part of how we're doing it because the people who are listening to this are actually interested in getting educated on these things, which is really nice. But yeah, we're really starting to put ourselves out there more, tell the story, like Steph said, and we had to do a ton of sampling. Like whenever we go into a new grocery store, we have to do a lot of sampling because even in Los Angeles, California, where like I would say it's probably one of the top in knowing about like new health trends and mushrooms, we still get a significant portion of people who won't take it, won't even sample it because they're afraid that it's going to be psychedelic or that it's going to do something to them. And, you know, we're like, if only we could be giving you psychedelics at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday
Right.
inside of a grocery
That's the
store.
world I want to live in.
Yeah, that's a great, great world, but
Yeah.
it's not the world we're in right now.
Right,
So,
sure.
yeah, so we still have a lot of educating to do. And, you know, we look at that as both a challenge and an opportunity because, like I said, like we want Troop to be known as the mushroom brand for like giving you quality education, quality mushroom products, like products that you can always trust, that you know who we are, that you can come to us. Like if you're interested in learning about psychedelics, you can come to Troop and you can learn more about them, and we'll
Okay.
give you safe information and then later on access to safe and quality products.
Right. So along those lines, very poignantly for each of you, what do you want people to know about mushrooms? So I'm talking about mushroom supplements, not necessarily psilocybin, but the stuff that you guys produce, for the general well-being of the public. What do you guys want people to know? What's the main idea?
I think it really just comes back to that mushrooms hold so many of the answers that we're looking for, and they're a natural way to find the issue of the problem or to go to the issue of the problem. Yeah, that would be my main thing. And then just be careful of which products you're taking. You want to make sure that your products are from the US and that they're quality, fruit and body extracted, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, nature, especially mushrooms, holds the answers that we're looking for.
Love that. Jake?
Yeah, you know, one thing that I always love to share that I think I don't know why. It's a very basic fact, but it's a fact that made me really interested in mushrooms is that mushrooms aren't plants. Like mushrooms are their own kingdom entire. Like there's the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and there's the fungi kingdom. And so it's an entirely different universe. It's a whole different world in there. And, you know, we've learned about so many plants throughout our lives and throughout all the years. We have identified so many plants, but we never heard about mushrooms ever growing up, not once. In any of the schooling, did any of the books go over mushrooms?
Right.
And so to me, it just felt like we are standing on this like alien planet that's full of all these species of life that we haven't tested what our interactions will be with. So like all these different mushrooms, I am definitely like less hippie and more science. Like I love the science side. Sure. And so I felt like this was a new frontier of science, like mushrooms have so much to be explored. There's about 14,000 known species right now. And many experts believe there's between 1 in 5 million species undiscovered. So it's just like the mushroom universe is huge. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to explore it and we're looking for people to explore it with.
I heard that mushrooms are closer to animals than they are to plants. And that's why we associate, or at least me being vegan, associate their texture to being meaty more than plant-like, which blows my mind because it's not an animal and it's not a plant. It's like somewhere in between.
It's crazy. It's its
own kingdom.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, there are mushrooms that like inhale oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide as well.
The exact opposite, just like humans. Plants. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's okay. Crazy. So if people want to go to your site, want to purchase, want to try some stuff, what's the website? Give them the information.
Our website is trytroop.com. That's TRYTROOP.com. And we created a discount code for your listeners so they can try 20% off, mainly plants 20.
Awesome.
And we always love when people follow us on Instagram. It's the same, TryTroop, TRYTROOP, and same with TikTok. We, like we said, we're really big on education, sharing our story. We also like to have fun with it, so we'll be posting some just funny content. But yeah, give us a follow. It's definitely worth it. And if anyone ever needs anything, we're always available through our DMs or our email.
Yeah, I mean, even if people are, like I said, still a little weary on trying mushrooms, I'm sure you guys post educational stuff. Like you said, you are available through DMs. Give them a follow and start learning about it, because there is a whole nother world out there that people just don't know about.
Absolutely.
Jake, Steph, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys being on. It's been fun, and I hope you guys will come back. Especially after the new stuff's released.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do it. Yeah,
for sure. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Ryan.
All right, guys. That's it. All right. There it is. The interview with Jake and Steph from Troop. I hope you guys learned something. Again, if you have questions, comments, concerns, please reach out. I always get back to people. Ryan at mainlyplants.com is the email. @mainlyplants on social media. And until next week, go eat a salad.